Now, how do we make sure that we have enough water, energy and food to survive when the world's resources are being stretched by a growing population? Well, that's the question that researchers at the University of Southampton are hoping to help answer. It's been chosen to lead a new £1.6 million project nationally to look at how to safeguard the planet's resources for the years to come. Well, I've been speaking to Dr. Paul Kemp, who is the director of the University's Centre for Doctoral Training in Sustainable Infrastructure Systems, and he told me there are three fundamental things that need to be protected.
The three resources are water, energy and food, and people refer to the water, energy, food nexus, which is this interdependent, interacting interplay between the resources, but by which if we did anything negative in terms of developing one resource, it could impact another resource. So we have to try and find ways to develop these resources without impacting others and in the most environmentally sensitive way possible.
Interestingly, for your part of this project, so we know there's a number of different bodies who are going to be involved in this research project, one of the things you're going to be looking at closely as a case study is what happened, who could forget, last year, the flooding at the Somerset Levels. So how does that fit in with what the sort of information you're looking for?
Well, that's right. I mean, the project is called Vaccinating the Nexus, which is a strange title, but really it relates to using the human immune system as an analogy. And what we're trying to do is learn from shocks to try and improve our resilience of the water, energy and food nexus. And one of the shocks that we can look at is the historic impact of flooding, and the particular case study we're interested in, the Somerset Levels. And it's really focusing on how we could try and improve our agricultural systems for the future in the long term, to try and improve potentially changing our crops to those that might produce energy rather than necessarily always food.
So it's basically, if you have a situation like that, obviously we saw closer to home, we had severe flooding in places like Hambledon in the south, many parts of Dorset as well. And if you have that situation where many fields potentially underwater, just not able to be productive for an extended period of time, how do we cope? How do we cope with that loss of that resource?
That's right. And we need to change. What we can't do is, you know, over the next 20, 50, 100 years, is carry on as business as usual. So what we need to do is be able to shift our regimes to be able to accommodate what the future challenges will be. So, you know, immediate response would be, if we have flooding, we'd get the sandbags out. But actually, over the longer term, we have to start thinking about how we might be dredging rivers in the case of the Somerset Levels, or changing policy, or indeed just changing our agricultural systems. And then there's other types of shocks as well. There's shocks, for example, in terms of building infrastructure such as power stations that require large amounts of water to produce energy but could have negative impacts on other ecosystem services such as fisheries, for example. So another element of this project is to try and develop infrastructure in ways that is much more environmentally sustainable and friendly.
We have these predictions about how big the world's population is going to be in years to come, and that puts a kind of almost a time pressure on us, that we know we're getting to a point where we are potentially outstripping the resources we've got. So it makes the work that you're doing really important, that some solutions can be found.
Yeah, I think it is very important work, because you look at the predictions, actually some of them are quite scary. So by 2050 we're expecting to have a population of 9.6 billion people if we carry on as usual. And at that time the United Nations are saying we'll be facing world food shortages, there'll be half the population of the world not able to get access to clean water, and our get out of jail free card is our fisheries. It's protein that's produced for free, but according to all the scientific research, it's likely that most economically important stocks will have collapsed by then. So there's lots and lots of serious issues to deal with, and we've got to try and find solutions to enable us to change our resource management in ways that makes it much more sustainable for the long term.
But we should feel, I suppose, reassured that this thought process, these kind of ideas, are being looked at now rather than taking a kind of reactive approach when real crisis hits in years to come.
Yeah, I mean, often we are far too reactive, and I think, yes, we do need to have the long-term planning in place to be able to try and fund the research to allow us to find real solutions to these problems.
That's Dr. Paul Kemp speaking to me about University of Southampton being chosen to lead this project looking at how to safeguard the planet's resources in the years to come. 5:13 now on BBC Radio Southern. Mike Apps in for Louisa Hannan on